open up our workshop. We'll start with our prayer and pledge. Mr. Reddick is going to lead our pledge, and Mr. Petty is going to lead our prayer for us.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of life. Pray, God, that you bless our time together as we discuss business, Father. It's so important to our system and our parents and children, Father. Ultimately, we pray that you give us the wisdom of Solomon, God, to take care of this business, Lord, with great discernment. Pray that you would just be with our kids this summer, keep them safe, bless the families, God. And we just thank you, Lord, for all the preparation that's going in for the new school year. Pray you bless Mr. Summers and his staff, God, as they prepare and get everything ready. We just love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to go ahead and open up the meeting. This is my first workshop as chairperson, so y'all bear with me as opening up. I did have to ask a couple people, like, how do we do this? So this is a one-topic workshop that's audibly being recorded regarding our agent of record, and the board will be discussing possible options available to the Liberty County School Board regarding our agent of record. The workshop is open to discussion. However, there will not be any motions or a vote of any kind from the board tonight regarding these options. So, with that said, this is a workshop where most of you know, all of y'all have been part of one before. Y'all know we just discuss and ask questions, and people are, we do welcome other people's comments and, information that they want to share with us as the public. So, with that said, is there anybody that wants to go ahead and get started with anything?
I got one thing. If we do away with the agent of record, this is myself on how the rest of the board feels. If we do, I don't want it brought up to create a position for somebody in the district office, anything else. I want it, we're going to do it, let's do it called money saving, not create new jobs. So that wouldn't be right, because we got somebody doing it now. And if that's the thought, we don't need to do it. So,
I agree wholeheartedly.
Now, we did have administration put together some information for us, and all board members have that in front of us. Now, I mean, we can go over this and discuss this. However y'all want to go over this and talk about it. I mean, I don't mind reading it and letting y'all, we can just discuss it from there. We have a current contract right now. For an agent of record that is going to be ending June 30th, which is next week. So, in all fairness, this is something that, we need to thoroughly look at. And, it's going to affect our school system, and it's going to affect, our current agent of record, whether we move forward with that or whether the vote is to do something different. So I feel like we need to look at our options thoroughly and discuss them. I can go over this if y'all want me to as chairperson, but the first option that administration have put together for us is retaining the agent of record for this next fiscal school year, which will be 2016-17, with a set contract amount. Now, what that means is the agent of record's duties will include keeping the board informed of changes to the Florida statutes related to health insurance, as well as continuing services, to enroll for the measurement and stability periods for Liberty County School Board employees. There is a measuring tool that is put into place that our current agent of record brought in for us. And to my knowledge, and Michael, you let me know, that is something that you pay for out of your own business, correct? Okay. Now, I will be honest with you. I don't really know what that software program is or what it entails, how much it costs. I don't know any of that. That would have to be something that is given by your office. Because I don't know as if, say, it was done in-house, how we would do that. Or, whether it's something like a spreadsheet or is it like a whole software program. That's one thing that I have a question about. And then that, of course, would be setting a certain amount that's between the board, Liberty County School Board, directly with the agent of record currently that we have, Mr. Richter. So instead of it being a percentage amount that they set, that CHP sets with him, along with currently right now, the standard is, which is vision and dental. Is that correct, Mr. Richter?
All ancillary products are now packaged with the standard. Yes.
Yes, which is vision, dental, and then I think like some life insurance
it's
that you.
Disability life.
Okay.
Life.
All right. And then the second option reads, retain agent of record without any changes. The agent of record services shall include conducting open enrollment at all sites for Liberty, for all Liberty County School Board employees, and explaining all available coverages, as well as coordination of underwriting submissions, delivery and explanation of premium quotations, coverages, etc. Issuance and delivery of policy as proposed, provision of ongoing services throughout the year to update coverages needed, premium claims reporting, etc. That's in a roundabout way, all in a nutshell, what we currently have right now. The current contract that we have is pretty vague, and I mean, I would think that we need to kind of put some more language into what we currently have to show what our agent of record does for us. And then the third option is not to retain an agent of record, to completely do it what we call in-house. There is other information on the page that shows what our estimated agent of record fees currently are. The first year of agent of record fee is 5%, which we currently just went through. So that will be ending June 30th. And then it would be, the agreement was, from what I understand, 3% after that. So that's for health insurance, and then for, there's a 13% for dental, vision, and life insurance, which is the standard. We have a premium currently right now that's estimated about $1 million for health insurance. So if you do the math on that, that's about $50,000.
Or those figures are not correct in the standard.
Okay. What would be the correct? Is it 13% not correct? Is that the part you're telling me is not right?
That's right.
Okay.
I don't get a commission from the standard group board directly.
Right. Well, you don't get that directly from CHP either.
Yes.
I mean, from us either for CHP. No. CHP pays you directly. Is that correct?
I have the standard.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't receive a direct commission
from
the standard.
The standard? Okay.
And I don't know where that 13% figure came from.
So okay.
Well, who came up with that?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Did you come up with that?
The payroll finance department, Vicky, she told me 13%. I called and she asked me, spoke with my gentleman.
How do we come up 13%?
Vicky called and it was 13%. I asked about the.
And Michael, you're saying that's not true.
You happen to know?
I don't know where 13% comes from, or if it's in some other agreement with the way it's organized. But I don't even.
So you don't get anything.
I don't even know that directly. I don't have any documentation on it. I really don't.
Okay.
Do you it would seem fair to make some kind of commission off of those.
I have business relationship indirectly that we have compensation shares worked out. It's rolled into a bigger book of business.
Right.
So there are money flows there, but if you come out of that, your rates and benefits will most likely change.
If any a percentage on agent record going towards that, what I mean, the benefits to go down. Premium goes down because you ain't got a percentage of it.
Okay. So the 13% is questionable. No one's really sure on that, I guess. So just the health insurance side of it.
I'm a little unclear, and I'm going to play devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. How somebody can call somebody and find out what they're making. How can y'all call? I mean, and it ain't y'all. You're totally okay with calling, I guess. But why would they? Who did Vicki talk to?
He's our sales rep.
He's the representative, or whoever he is for the dental person. But for the school board, he's our agent of record.
He's our agent of record.
So what we've done is we've bypassed the current agent of record and went straight to the provider.
Well, I think what I understand was that they were asked to do that to see what the rate would be if we did not have an agent of record.
I understand. I'm trying to figure out how they would get that information on
the
private business.
Yeah, the 13%. Well, I don't know where they came up with the amount on that either.
Well, if you're trying to evaluate what I make is wrong, so you don't have good information.
That's the point I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to validate if it is 13%, how do we validate that? Because we're being asked to make some decisions in the workshop, but of course we're not making a vote tonight.
Yesterday, left a message, and he, the gentleman, he's considered, his title is sales rep, okay?
What was his name again? Sorry. Didn't mean
that's fine. Gerald, H-A-Y-E-R. Yes, I'm sorry. J-A-R-O-D, Hair, H-A-Y-E-R. Would you like his phone number?
So H-A-Y-E-R. Okay.
Is Jared J or G?
J.
Do you have a number with that?
Yes, sir. 1-800-325-5757.
And the question to him was, what is Mr. Richard's commission on our dental part?
It's called the standard.
Right.
It all goes under that.
I just want to make sure if it's 13, I want to know that it's 13.
Right.
I'm not calling.
Oh, okay.
I just want to know. Okay. I just want to know that 13% is valid. You got our agent saying no, that ain't what I make. I mean, we're at an impasse here. Which one is it? I don't know which one it is. Michael, would you respond?
He didn't deny when I called him. He didn't say.
I'm not saying he was lying or he was being dishonest. He said that ain't it. So
Jared's a first class man, and whatever information he gave, it was in good faith that it was correct. But he may not be aware of what contracts that I have beyond, you know, his influence in this book of business.
Mm-hmm.
I've never shared it with him, so I don't know what he's privy to. It's not through me, although it. I wouldn't be reluctant to. But I know some people in this room may not have been part of these conversations back in 2009 and 10. We're starting to talk about the same thing here, where we circled around and said, well, what is that commission amount? If you'll recall, we had a hard time putting our finger on it before at one point. I am the one who educated the school system and the school board superintendent at the time on how an agent's commission was incorporated into a product and that there was a fee in there for a service. So there again, what is that and how do you ever know what it is or when they change it? It's not incumbent upon them to provide it to you. So it can be it could be different if they wanted it to. You can't control that. That is private industry. And so to ask the question today, and it's different next time you ask, once we have a renewal and some rate changes. And who else? How much does Jared make in that? How much does his boss make? Because in this industry, it's a tiered system. Everybody's paid for production. And if you don't produce, you don't get paid. And if you do produce, you make more and more. And the better job you do, the more you make. That's the way the industry works. So I know that could be foreign to, in some cases, to that model. But that's the way it works. And like it or not, you're never going to change that. That's the way the industry
if
works.
If more people enroll for whatever you offer, the medical, dental, life insurance,
the more your book of business is, the more you make.
On a percentage.
And on a percentage. That's the way it works.
Now, on health insurance, though, the CHP, that's a little different. Is that different with that situation?
CHP has their own structure. They have their contracted rates that are standardized by them, and they dictate.
Okay.
So that's their dictated rates.
Okay. Now, the question that I have, mine is more concerned towards the health insurance, because I understand that that other part that you handle with us is just like all the other insurances that we currently have that we do deal directly with. Because there are other insurances that we deal with that really don't fall under you at all. Actually, there's probably about 5 or 6 of them, isn't there?
That's what I understand.
Yeah. So they deal directly with them. So my question is more geared towards the health insurance because of the way that currently is with CHP, whereas the agreement, from my understanding, it's not in the contract because I went back and looked at it, was the first year was 5%, and then after that would be 3% for your part, because everybody's concerned about Michael's part. So my question then that I asked when I went and visited our finance office was, what are we looking at this year with rate increases versus whether we have an agent of record versus we don't? Because that's where, to me, that's more the more black and white situation where you can get this number and this number. I understand all this other stuff. That's different because you're dealing with people that go out, and Michael's job is to go basically say, I can get this for you at a better rate, because he has a relationship with people that we will never have. Our office will never have that, because they can look at him and say, I understand how all that works. They can look at him and say, you know, we'll deal with him because this is what he does as a job. And then they look at us as a whole and say, how many people do we have in this school district that might actually be appealing to us? They're an insurance company. They're going to make money. That's what they're there for. CHP's there for the same reason. However, that works a little different. So my question was, I want to see in black and white with agent of record how much with this next year going into next year, our rate increase, that his commission for this next year will be 3% out of whatever it is. It can go up anywhere between 7 and 9.9%, and that's straight from CHP. So with that 7%, say it goes up 7%, with having an agent of record, it does say 3 of that will go to agent of record. So it could go down to 4%, with the lowest being 7. That's where you're going to see savings of money, is in that side of things, because CHP is going to charge an extra 3% basically with having an agent of record. That's just cut and dry. That's point blank what they said and what the way that it works. So that's where, you know, I kind of start having wheels turning as to how, what is better for us to do in that situation. And that's where, you know, I have to count on y'all to let me know what is the best thing for us to do. We need to make sure that we understand that we're spending money that it's not our personal money, it's the county's money, and it's for our employees. So, you know, what's the better way to spend our money? And, you know, me personally, and I'll say it and state it on record, I don't care how much Michael makes. That's none of my business. It matters to me how we spend our money here in the school system, but I don't want to personally make Michael feel like it's my purpose to just ding him if he makes a good amount of money every year. But, I mean, he works just like I do and everybody else.
I don't care if Michael makes $200,000. It ain't about Michael. It's about the county saving taxpayers' money. And that's why I try to... go to Mike, I won't say the agent of record, because you start getting personal when you start saying, Mike, well, it's the agent of record. But it's our job as a board to save the taxpayers' money. And y'all, this is, if you just say you say $50,000 in 4 years, that's $100,000. That could be some raises for our employees. That could be cheaper premium for our employees. And I've been, I ain't just started this a week or two ago. I've been checking this 5-6 years. To me, I talked to our business office. I talked to Ms. Schuler. They had no problem doing it. I talked to people at CHP. I pretty much talked to everybody but the 13% guy, whatever it is. And to me, it's no-brainer. I don't know why we wouldn't. And the truth, I don't know why we already haven't done it without an agent of record. Because it's just a good business sense. And as far as undermining the agent of record, I'm going to do what I got to do, save a buck. It's that ROTC building. We're going right straight to the factory getting the carpet so we can save money. Well, it's no different agent of record. People put us in charge of our monies. That's what we need to do. If I didn't think we can do this, I'm going to say right now, Michael, if we had agent of record, he'd be it. Because he does a good job, real good job. But the bottom line is, y'all, that's a lot of money that we could save, hands down. And that's why I brought in the meeting. If we're going to create a position, put somebody in there, that's kind of just kicking yourself in the rear.
Well, I think when we start thinking about that kind of stuff, it's a trickle-down effect. Because we got somebody that's gonna have to take some responsibilities on in-house.
That's right.
Now, given there are insurance companies that we deal with directly, so we're kind of already doing some of it.
Right.
But then you've got, you know, this measurement thing that we're having to deal with now, and Florida statutes that are ever changing. I'm not an insurance guru. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not. I mean, I'm not saying that somebody else couldn't do it. I'm just saying we have to think about things before we start making these type changes. This is, you know, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Lisa, how did y'all handle that with the county when the swap over? If you don't mind me asking.
Well, I don't think we have issues. You know, because we only need them 20 hours, so that's a benefit for us not to have to pay them that extra money. So we said, if you'll come for that, we will give you the...
Well, yeah, you can include the benefits in as a fringe.
For 20 hours?
We don't have the same type of issues that you guys have.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I'd like to say...
Yeah.
There's an old saying that says, if you don't learn from the past, you're condemned to repeat it. Y'all ever heard that saying? Y'all heard that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let's go back a little bit. Let's go back. We've got some history here that kind of got us to this point. Why we even have? We've had an agent of record for years. When Roger and I came on the board, it was Mr. Howard and Harold. Harold is it Harold or Howard?
Harold.
I'm sorry. Mr. Harold Mumford was our agent. I don't ever recall, and some of y'all were not in that office then, but some of you were, I don't ever recall any kind of real active role in him and being
present,
available, present, those kind of things. But I do remember every Christmas he'd try to give me a ham, and I wouldn't take it, and just felt that wasn't right. If you're going to bring a ham, bring it to all the teachers. Don't just bring the board a ham. That was wrong. That was a gift. I knew what that was.
And be reported.
That's exactly. So the fact is the premiums kept growing those first early 2000 years, 2002, 2003, 2004. Starting every year, and this is my recollection, is that he would call you. You'd get a call closer to renewal and say, your renewal is, it was always double digit. Always double digit renewal. What was the times back then? Do y'all remember what was going on in the early 2000s? Had a boom. Had money. Money wasn't a problem. We had land values were up. People were selling beach condos everywhere. The economy was in pretty good shape, man. It was a balloon. It was going to bust. But we had plenty of money. Mr. Summers took office around 2004. one of the first things he did, and I thought, I think we, some of y'all went on, I think maybe.
I wasn't here.
8 years ago. 8 years, okay. That was in 08. This was 04. We looked at the salary structure, looked at the PAC districts. What did a bus driver, custodian? We made a pile of raises. Our administrators, y'all remember what their salary schedule went to? 3. After about 3, they didn't get a raise. We had administrators had been here for 25 plus years. They were on pay level 3. Hadn't had a raise in 20 something years. I'm sure Miss Gay appreciates us, redoing that salary. It was fair. It was right. But here was the real key: had the money to do it. But the problem was there was a real bleed on the insurance. It kind of rolled with the punches too. It kind of slipped in there. And what it was doing the whole time is as the economy was doing good and we had good revenue coming in and good forest money and all that, the health insurance kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It was growing too. That was an economy that was growing. But here's what happened. We had a bust in the economy around 05, 06, 07. All of a sudden, we start going into recession. Guess what happened then with the health insurance? It didn't go down. Revenues were lower. We wouldn't get as much from the state, and guess what? Harold Montfort come in here and told us this. Remember the last time, 26% increase rate increase, 26. That's over a quarter, and I just about fell out. And so, at that point, and we can all take some blame in that. I'll take some blame in that. I'll take the blame in this. I really didn't know what an agent of record was supposed to do, and I was not holding him accountable. I don't believe us as a board, and I was part of the board, we were not holding Harold Montfort accountable. Maybe even superintendent as well. I think we all were to blame. We were not monitoring him. We were not holding him accountable. And all he was doing, those rates would go up as long as we had money to pay for them and pay them. But then we got to the point we couldn't pay. That was going to hurt. That was really going to hurt. And I remember at that point talking with Sue Summers, who was our superintendent at the time. I said, Sue, we can't afford that. And it was, do you pass it on to the teachers? Do you pass that premium increase to the teachers? Well, the teachers' union is going to bite your head off, as they should. Have we not managed our money well? We got all these new positions. I mean, this new salary schedule that it's a recurring expense now. We got to make sure we do. What do we do? So here's where I first saw a real issue with Harold. Is that we met in Mr. Summers' office, which was Miss Sue Summers' office at the time, and I watched him sit there, tell us what it was, and I remember Sue and myself and Stephanie Hoffines got on the phone and negotiated the rate while he sat there and looked at us. That's a fact. That's a fact. And he just looked at us. Just looked at us. And so we negotiated the rate. We got an agent of record who's I wanted him to say, it's 26%, but I understand where you're at. I'm going to do it. He didn't do nothing. He didn't say, I'm going to try to help you. I'm going to do everything I can. All the things that a salesman, which is really what an agent record is, kind of an informed salesman for the whatever line they're in, I expect him to do. He didn't do any of that. We negotiated it down to 12%. Cut it in over half. Mm-hmm. Right? With us on the phone, we're not even insurance professionals. We just say, hey, that's crazy. We can't afford it. Well, let's see if we can come. Got it down to 12%. When it all was said and done, I think we got it down to about 8. So then, here we are, recession kind of setting in to the school system. Why do we need Harold Montfort making anything off of us when you got that one? You're not getting any work out of it. What does an agent of record do? It kind of made us start posing questions. That's how we got to where we are today. We begin to say, why don't we put an RFP out for an agent of record? Michael was one of them there was multiple people who did that. We formed a committee. It wasn't just us. We had a committee of teachers, administrators, all of them. At the end of the day, Michael got the job. I told Michael, I remember telling him because they quoted me in the paper. I keep some of these clippings. I told him if he doesn't do the job, and I meant it, and I guarantee you he knew I meant it, if he can't do the job, we'll fire him too. And me and Harold got in a bad thing, and I lost my cool, and I regret. That's my biggest regret of being on the board is I lost my cool that night with Harold. Because I asked him point blank, what do you do for us? It was a simple question. If I ask any of y'all, what do y'all do for us? You should be able to stand up and say, this is what I do for you. He refused to answer that question. in the presence of the board, superintendent, and the audience that was here that night. That bothered me. I don't want that kind of person working for us. I don't want him working for taxpayers. Michael comes in at our request. We come in and do, and we ask him to do something. Three words was his big MO: lower our premiums. That was the huge thing at the time, was lower our premiums. I don't know how you're going to do it, but Michael had a plan. And he come in. Do y'all remember some of the things he said? I remember. First thing he said, we've got to build a group. Our participation's terrible. Why is it terrible? Because the rates were almost unaffordable. We've got to get people to buy into the group. We have more buying power when the group and you know, that's exactly what he done.
Yeah. More
healthy people. You need good healthy people in there because people's going to be sick, and the healthy ones kind of offset that. So he's done exactly what we've asked him to do. There was many years, do y'all remember, 0% increase in the premium here, even recently. Now, to me, it's real easy to look and say, you got two things you need to. To me, vision is more than just short term today. Vision is also needs to be long term. That you have short term vision, you have long term vision. The fact of the matter, I believe, and I like Michael, okay? I liked him before he was our agent of record. If one day he's not our agent of record, I'll still like Michael. I just do. He was one of my students in school, and I'm old. Logan was one of my students. But the fact is, I think he's done exactly what we've asked him to do. We so soon forget those years where we were still in the recession, 0% increase. We didn't have to tell. I don't believe we've had to tell the teachers not one time since you've been age of record, we're passing on the premium increase to you. I don't believe that's happened. Michael, you have to correct me. I don't think so.
They have one year, but up $10.
Yeah. Now, to me, let me tell you what that does.
Yeah, that was recently.
I'm all about saving money, too.
One plan, they had an option.
And I respect Mr. Reddick. He's been wanting this from way before then. So I'm gonna say he's been consistent, okay? But what I'm saying is he has saved us money already, okay? And I'm not one to want to forget that too quick. Mm-hmm. He has saved this board money. I believe he saved our employees money. I believe also he's provided a better plan than what we had with that. What was that one that Harold had with us?
Coventry.
Yeah. I think it's been a much better plan. I think our employees have been much more pleased with it. I'll tell you what, I was not on the plan. I was a lifelong Blue Cross Blue Shield paying myself an individual plan until I got on with that because it was a better plan. It was better than what I was paying. Blue Cross Blue Shield's a great insurance. I mean, they're pretty awesome. But I saw, hey, more. This is more advantageous for me. I get more bang for my buck over here. All these ancillary things that he's offered, I don't believe most of any of them were offered during Harold's thing. That would have been a great thing to offer our employees to say, how would you like some vision and dental and stuff like that? Harold could have done all that and made money at it. But to the best of my knowledge, that wasn't something that was kind of general practice with him. Michael brings this stuff in, and it's totally voluntary. Nobody has to buy it. Nobody's forced to buy it. But I can tell you, it's been great for me and my family with the dental plan because we all got rotten teeth, and it's been great. It's just really been good. So here's my, and I'll wrap this up very quick. I understand Mr. Reddick's desire to try to save money. I'm all about saving money too. But I want to make sure that when we do that, that whatever we replace Michael with, if that's the wishes of the board, I'm one vote. This is about three votes, at least three votes. I think it ought to be five. I think we all need to be in unity on this. Whatever we do, we got to replace it with the level of service that he's been providing. I think which is measurable. You know, we can actually take what he's done, see what he's done. Can we replicate that? Do we have the buying power if we go take it in house? And can we replicate what he's doing and consistently save the county money? You might this year, but can you do it in 7 years? Mm-hmm. Can you do it in 10 years? I'm a little bothered by the fact that we start questioning what people are making. Mm-hmm. You know, we just didn't we buy some vehicles? Did we ask the salesman what his profit margin was?
Well, we don't. That's just there's a business model here that typically doesn't happen.
Now, well, I will say this: you can clearly see how much we paid though towards that.
Well,
you know, towards the vehicle.
I'm just saying. Here's what I'm saying. There's a
difference with that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, do we question every business that we do business with? Are we starting to question everything with how, you know, what was your profit margin? You know, the fairest thing, you know, is to understand that this is a business that fluctuates. Mm-hmm. But my thing is it's got to be proven to me that we can replicate as good or better than what we got now. Right. That's my heart on that. I appreciate it.
I will say that is what I have asked before we next Monday make a vote. I want to know that. I want to see, basically, just like when you go to vote up there at the wherever your voting precinct is, I want to see what my options are and which one I feel like is the best. Because this is not just yes or no. This is, well, if I say yes, we want to, you know, keep our current agent a record, this is what this means. And this is what it's going to look like this year, what it's going to cost us, okay? And then I want the other option over here is if we don't retain an agent a record, what is it going to cost us? Because you've got to replace that. Like you said, you're very correct about that. It's going to still cost us money.
And this is what bothers me about the whole thing. When y'all tell me that y'all just called in the last week, and are you've made calls today, and we're trying to make a decision that important, that tells me that there's not a, this is something thrown together. If you say, well, look, I called 6 months ago. For the last 6 months, I've been gathering information. If y'all are gathering information within a week of a vote, that's thrown together.
I disagree with that. I'll tell you why. They called the person who they got the call, and that's what they told them. I mean, you can't help. The man might be right 13 years, and I don't know. But them girls been working, that tail was off way before a week or so. So when you call somebody.
Let's ask them. When were y'all asked to start calling these people?
They were asked a while back.
How long?
I know they was asked 2 years ago when you first come in here.
Yes, and then we just.
And I know that we.
This meeting, yes, a few weeks ago I got the payroll department to start calling, and then we started determining what our cost factor was. I've been looking at this for months. I can just tell you how much our premium is, what it was last year, mm-hmm. how much it's going up, how it stacks, the premium stacks based on the agent of record. The fee, and all your concentration is more on your health because that's your biggest part of the expense, which is around $1 million. I mean, and that's great. I mean, as far as that's a great, huge amount of participation, but it's $1 million and it compounds. That premium will compound based on the agent of record. It'll always go up if the usage is there. But it's always going to be 3% on top, and that's what we found out. Now, that's what we found out mm-hmm. based on calling.
Well, and then also.
It hasn't always gone up. That's incorrect. But it's that you don't know. True. Just, you made a good point earlier. You said, all right, we get a 7%, let's just call it 7% increase this year. Mm-hmm. And the carrier says, well, we'll take our servicing arm out of this, and we'll drop it by 3%. This year, we'll charge you 4. Okay. We rock on along. We feel good. We feel smart. We move on. If you've got a plan to execute throughout the year, I'd like to get to that part of it. But next year, it goes up 7%. What part of that is real? And what part of that is padded? What part of that is making up for the gap?
From last year, the year before.
You don't get, what if you call CHB and say, all right, how much are you making? I want to know exactly what you're making on us, and let's negotiate that. That's my point. You're not able to beat the system here. So forget about the percentage and talk about product and services at the bargain price. When you go to, let's talk about the standard. When you go to the standard benefits, there's zero cost to the board for all those benefits except the group life that you pay for. Everything else. So if Jared Hayter wants a commission for for his product, then he's got to offer a better product at a cheaper price so that those members voluntarily select something that is of value to them. It's competition in the marketplace. It's just you're missing the whole point. It's about what are you getting for what you're paying for. And I've got a lot of information prepared. I was happy to do a complete review of where we have been and where we are today, if you'd like me to do that. But if you look back historically over the influence that I've had on this system, you have a rate of return that you get no other comparable model. Look, what other entity do we have around here that adopts the model that you're suggesting? First of all, who and what is the success of that? There's just not one. You guys have made, or ladies and gentlemen, board, superintendent, and previous superintendents, have had a model that has served you extremely well. So if we're going to abandon that, what is the plan? It can't be, well, we're going to save 13%. What are you going to get for that? If you get nothing, you got a program that falls apart, you can't operate, you don't have the infrastructure to administer, then your employees suffer. That's where we came from. Prior to the Affordable Care Act requirements that you provide benefits, you provided a benefit because you wanted to attract and retain the best employees and talent in the area. It was supposed to be a benefit. It wasn't a benefit when I came here. It was viewed as a burden because our premiums were $250, $180, and about $150 at the lowest end plan, if you'll remember back in 2010. In October 2010, we changed that, and that's where we started on the path of correction. And we've gotten where we are today. It just didn't magically happen. And just because we're here doesn't mean there's not changes tomorrow that you have to face and be aware of and plan on. So while I have deep respect for your effort, Mr. Redding, and I say that respectfully, I know we've not seen eye to eye on this issue, and I wish that I could convey a message that you would look at and say, okay, I'll concede to that and agree that I can see the benefit there. Maybe I can't. I wish I could. But, you know, I respect that because, yes, taxpayer dollars are important. But if you'll look at the numbers and you'll look at the math historically, I've proven that. And I've more than paid for myself time after time, and that is a residual benefit. Yeah. Whenever I have a rate decrease or a lack of an increase in a zero renewal, you get to keep that forever. So I've offset that in my favor. And that would be my counter to that one point.
Well, the CHP's got a 3% built in that we pan them to do just what you said you're doing.
Well, you've got...
They don't.
They got 3% built in there for that.
That's right. $4 million the services I offer.
And another thing, Mr. Petty says something like that, it hit home. And he's right, Mr. Bill. I think it was 28% that he's going to charge us. And you, Stephanie, and Miss Sue got down, drew them down to 8%. Except tell me right there, if they can do it, I ain't got no problem, my personnel can do it. Because they drew them down without an 8 in the record, because Mr. Petty just said that Mr. Mumford just said there didn't say nothing. That shows that we can do it, and I don't have a problem.
Yeah, but if I would have been in on that at that time, it might have been too.
Well, we don't know that. Let me ask you, how did CHP end up here? How do we get CHP? Tell me what your steps to get CHP here.
I lobbied CHP to come to this camp.
Okay.
I was at the tip of the spear to get them in Liberty County. I met with them prior to they ever offering coverage in Calhoun.
Okay, now let me tell you how CHP got here. Okay. And people are sitting here, some people know they won't say something they can. We asked two or three years in a row, we need CHP. You said you can't get a return, you call, they're not interested. Sitting right up there. Last year I got the number to Miss Debbie, and I called Miss Debbie 2 weeks later. We had a hearing setting up here. CHP was coming. You went over there and started talking to them then, act as an agent of record then. So we got CHP on kind of, I called that you couldn't get them here for 2 years. You said he wouldn't return your call or would not, they was not interested, could not get the facts to you in time. Now, there's people on this board that heard me saying that.
Respectfully, that is absolutely incorrect. We've got public record proof. I've got the books that I presented to the board prior to that. So we can.
You said 2 years in a row they was not interested.
That's not correct. You voted on it for a different carrier. That is not correct. I'm sorry. You can say it, but it's not true.
You try to say I did not call CHP and have the thing set up before you went over there?
I've got documentation on that.
That's documentation wrong because that didn't happen.
I'd like
it ain't nothing. It's just I want to. It ain't just start with you. I was like Mr. Harold. I didn't want the agent of record. I don't want it. To me, it's crazy to have one. We can save money. It's proven that you can do it. County has no problem. These other little counties around here.
Let me give you.
We can put this money somewhere else.
All right.
I just want to read that because I had this on my email. This is an email from this Jared Harold guy to you. This was today, 12:07. I'd like to read this for everybody. Thank you to you and your assistant. I did not catch your name, and I apologize for your call today. I wanted to follow up on your request to remove your agent and go direct with the Standard, or any carrier for that matter. If I may, I would like to state for the record that I strongly discourage any group from going direct with any insurance company, not just Standard, and circumventing the very important role of the agent. In 14 years at Standard, I have built close to a $70 million book of ancillary business with about 1,200 lines of coverage. It is important to point out that on that book, I can only think of one group that is direct. It is a very large employer with its own robust HR and benefits department. All of my other groups employ either an agent, a consultant, or both. As you know, with the advent of health care reform, insurance has become much more complicated, and fines for noncompliance, etc., can be significant. From a liability perspective, this reason alone is enough to have an agent. In addition to the above, a good agent like Michael Richter can perform many functions, including assisting with claims, providing an online enrollment system, which he does, and marketing your business to a broad array of carriers to ensure that Liberty Schools has the best possible plan and cost. Remember that. That's included in that. Finally, and perhaps the most important role an agent can play, is leveraging carriers. An agent with a large block of business with a carrier can sometimes get better pricing for a client than a group can get on its own. The reason for this is that in taking both new and renewal business pricing in mind, a carrier considers its partnership with a broker. So, for instance, if a particular group is not running well, but a broker's block is large and profitable, or attractive from a growth perspective to a carrier, the entire block can be taken into consideration in determining rates for the particular group in question. The broker's role as an advocate should not be overlooked. The above being said, if you were to go without an agent, the rates you would get from the carrier would be lower by the percentage of commissions paid. So that's an agreement, what y'all found out today. But in going without an agent to represent you and to negotiate on your behalf, you are giving up an advocate to lobby on your behalf and leverage his or her relationship with a carrier. You are also giving up the agent's expertise in customer service. Carriers highly value partnerships with loyal agents and the expertise they bring at both new business and renewal time. Please note that the above is merely my opinion based on my observations in general in 14 years in the insurance business. And let me know how to proceed. Thanks for your call. Jared Hyatt, a guy with a master's in business administration.
I will say that this is a very well put together email, and he knows what he's talking about. He does it for a living. I get the impression that CHP works differently than this, though.
The key question is
why? Well, this is just my opinion. This is totally not because somebody has taught. This is just in years and working with them at a medical standpoint from when I was with the health department. This is me thinking off the top of my head. So y'all don't take this like I've been like in insurance or something. CHP is locally in Tallahassee. This is not it's not like. They're considered a commercial insurance company because I think they're big enough, and I don't know what criteria you have to be considered a commercial insurance company. But CHP is not offered in Tennessee like Blue Cross Blue Shield is. CHP is not offered in Alabama like it is, you know, like Aetna is. So I think there's some things there that has something to do with that. Whereas when you have these other insurance companies, they're in they look for people like Mr. Richter to come to them and solicit business and say, hey, I got this great big group of people that will love to have insurance, and I want to get the best rate for them because it's a win-win situation for everybody. You get good benefits for a good price, the agent of record gets a paycheck, and then the insurance makes money. It's a circle. It's all about making money. We get that. So the question is, CHP, like what I said earlier, that's where my most concern is. And with that, this year, looking ahead, and Michael, I don't know if you even know this. I mean, what are we looking at as a rate increase with them? What are we looking at with that? And with that, whether it's 3%, whether it's 9%, whether it's 15%, who's going to eat that? Can we afford to eat it, or is it going to be passed to our employees to pay where then they can't afford insurance? That's my question. And again, we're at a week before we have to make a decision. We need to know that. I want to know how much is it going to cost us, you know? And I don't know if they give you that information ahead of time or not.
Well, they may.
Do you negotiate that for us?
They may give it to everybody out if there wasn't this uncertainty.
Of where we're going to go.
Where we're going to go. So whenever things like this happen from the district level, it undermines my ability to have, you know, an effective negotiation with a carrier, because if they feel like that they can just go around me, then why negotiate with me?
Because you're just still an agent of record right now.
If they're getting a call from the district that says, we're going to go direct with you, what is our rate? Well, they would much rather have a direct relationship with you, because they're not going to market your group to anybody else and have to contend with that competition. I have them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why we didn't have CHP here until last year, is because we didn't need them. We didn't need them. And you can't, there's a big, longer strategy here. It's just not, you can't just jump into the only solution you have and say, I'm going to throw my arms around CHP and I'm going down on the ship with them and they're going to be the only thing I look at. Because what happens when you can't afford them anymore? You know, I utilize a strategy that says I'm going to maximize the use of our taxpayer dollars as a concerned citizen and an advocate for this Liberty County School District, so that I can give you board members, all of you, not, you may not have been here, but all of you board members, you know, the ability to walk through public and say, this is why we have an advocate for us, because he produces these results. I'm empowering you and protecting you decision you make. That's my responsibility. I feel responsible to do that. So I went out and aggressively created competition among these carriers and held back the ones if they didn't want to be more competitive, they didn't get the option. I put them before the board every year, every option before the board. I've got them all in my filing cabinet over there. We can call another workshop. I'll file cabinet. I got all the documentation. And the board ultimately made the decision based on the numbers that they produced. But if we alienate every other carrier and stick with one, you've got no competition. It's only a matter of time until you're taken advantage of. So what happens next year? What happens next year as I understand it currently, no HMO has issued their proposal to the state of Florida for any plan that affects about 85,000 members, okay? 85,000. What happens when that happens to us? Where do you go? You come down there and hope I'm still on the corner in the back of the barbershop to help you then? I mean, I contribute to this community in so many different ways, and it's through this partnership with the school system that allows us to do that. And it has been a really good partnership. If you want to look at the numbers, the numbers are factual. The numbers show you the progress that we've made throughout the year, throughout the 6 years. And we can compare that to whatever model or strategy that you're wanting to adopt here.
But first of all, what is it? If I'm gone next month, what do you do? You need to have that plan. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm asking. I need to
say, well, is that going to work or not? Because this system that we have here, I've worked diligently for 6 years to make sure it's where it is today. We've done so and controlled these costs in that highest inflationary period of health care that we've had in our country with health care reform. The biggest burden hasn't been the premium increases, it's been the requirements placed on the employers for the tracking and reporting of data that you've never tracked before. We've done all of that through these 6 years and never once had a conversation about hiring personnel putting down their finance. Never needed. Now I have, but that hadn't cost the district anything.
Yeah.
That's what you don't see. You don't see what cost comes out of my office, how hard Ms. Tracy works, and we're on call 24/7. Somebody needs me, they got access to me at any time. That's the level of support that we provide to this district, and it's not a level of inflation that we tie to it. We have automated, we're paperless, and we're in a place with efficiency in that office that many districts wish they were, probably need, or don't realize the exposure that they have for it. That's what you get for the product that you're getting delivered, which is all built into the healthcare. That goes right back to the percentage. You can't recreate that. It's the most efficient model available to you. It just really is.
How did the county do it and it take a big drop in service, or no drop, actually? And I think the premium went down. Lisa, are you over that? You over the insurance now?
Yes.
How did they do that?
I'll step down and prepare that floor.
Well, we've been doing it since 2011, I've always handled it for the payroll, and I took it with me to emergency management. So.
I know I talked to county commissioners, bought on with fine. I talked to several county employees, more than several, and they picked with death. So I'm saying, I don't see how they can do it. You know, we got more people on it, but we got more people in the office too. Ms. Sheila, do you see any problem doing this in-house if we done it?
No, I mean, we'll be able to, I've checked around with other counties to be able to determine if we could. As far as the measurement, I've checked with districts and, I mean, it's not paperless, but they do measurement by Excel. They put the employees that are part-timers, and they keep up and monitor it that way. And that's where the enroll assist with us through monthly. And as far as I know, the program is great.
If I got a problem with my insurance, and I call you, Ms. Sheila, I got a problem with my insurance, what you going to do for me?
I've talked to Ms. Deborah to get answers, and she stated that all you have to do is give them my name and number, and she would take care of the situation.
Is she available?
She's available.
Is that what they're doing with the county? They had a problem, you put them in touch with CHP, and they took care of the problem?
The thing about CHP is they really like for the employees to call them in the service. That's what she told me. They really like that.
Did y'all run any problems when y'all swapped the county? How did y'all swap it over? They sent a team in, or did you do it?
Yeah, they sent a team in, which we have Capital Health and Blue Cross, so we have both their agents came out.
How do y'all negotiate each year with rate increases? I mean, because I know they get, how are their rate increases? How do y'all handle that?
Well, they just, every year we, at time, you know, we just call them and discuss our social issues. And, I mean, we've had great rates.
So, but how would you handle, say, they come in and say, you know, where this is just the best that we can do and it doesn't go well with your, how would you shop for a better rate with somebody else?
Well, when you go with a company like that, they have what's called a captive agent, and you could go to that captive agent and do that. But if at any time we were not pleased, we could always go out for bid and, you know, decide with my agent. That's always an option.
And how far in advance do you have to be able to do that? I mean, you can't do that in a week.
No, we will be getting rates shortly. So.
When's y'all's renewal period? Is it October?
October.
That's what ours changed. October. Did it change October?
It's been October, but because
it's not in January, didn't it?
Right, but the way the school system's set up, we try to do the administration in August so that we have payroll processing in September.
See, our structure's just totally different from theirs.
And that's a problem with CHP. They're not going to release rates really early. They blame it on different things, different years, but it's going to be late July. Makes it hard to make a change between July and August. So historically, what I've done is try to have those rates sitting there ready for with everybody except CHP. They were always the one we were waiting on. But, you know, to mention the rate decrease for the county, there was are you familiar with why that happened?
Why we did not have to pay?
Had a rate decrease? You know why you had a decrease?
I just know that we did not have a rate increase that year, and it's never been. I don't think it's ever been over 4%.
Right. That particular year, there was a decrease in benefits.
Well, did we have a raise
our
in ours?
Have never changed.
That's not correct.
That is correct.
Okay. Did we ever have a drop that year that you was agent? That year they had a drop in premiums?
I don't remember if it's the same year, but it may have been. I don't know.
Our benefits level has never changed.
That's what the county commissioner told me too. You'll never had a drop.
Yeah, I know, because that's what's relayed a lot of times by the carriers. When you're captive, you only know what they tell you. The fact is they removed therapeutic services. Public record, you can go back and look it up, pull benefits from the year before, pull your current benefits, and you can look at it. I'm not making this stuff up. I know what's going on in the industry, and that's the year the CHP reduced their therapy services available members. Well, that comes with a rate decrease.
So they felt like they needed a decrease.
There's a reason.
When was that year? Was that 2 years ago or last year when your rate decreased? Last year?
Yes.
Okay, you were our agent last year. Why didn't I go down if CHP dropped?
Sure.
It did go down?
Your bid, because we changed carriers.
We changed carriers the same year it went down.
That was last year.
It was cheaper going from...
It happened the same year.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
So ours wouldn't reflect that because we changed carriers.
We have never had a complaint. Our problem has not been.
Well, this is where I feel like, you know, the county structure is different from ours. We have things, it's just the way that it is. We're structured differently. I mean, everybody's acknowledged that. You know, we've got, you know, CHP that don't send their rates out till later in the year. And, you know, my thing about it is, you know, if we're going to talk about how the county works, if they decide CHP wants to increase however much, how are y'all going to determine what's the best? I mean, I know you got people, but you pretty much got everything in one basket with CHP. You don't have somebody that says, no, I don't want to do this. I think it's wrong. We don't want over a 4% increase or just throwing out a number. They can say, no, this is what it's going to be. It's going to be 6%. Take it or leave it. And then you're going to have to be shopping for insurance. And how are y'all going to do that?
I'll get my rates shortly.
Yeah. But my question is that if you don't like it, how do you negotiate with them with that?
Or what do you do?
What do you do?
We would have a meeting with them and say, you know, we're not going to be able to do this. But I'm telling you, since 2011, they've never given us a bad rate.
Hypothetically, if they come to you and said, Ms. Schuler, I'm trying to be realistic here, 10%. Let's just say it's 10%. And you go, that don't work with my budget that we've got here. So you begin that negotiation process, but if they say, I think that's what Tina was asking.
This is the best we can do. We can't shave off of that.
What do you feel like your options for the county, or what are you empowered to do with other carriers, or would that be an option?
My option would always be, first of all, to go to another company that has captive agents, just like CHP or Blue Cross, or we can always just say we're going out to bid.
Correct, right.
And
do an RFP.
All agents, anybody goes.
Yeah, but then you've got to have the amount of time to be able to do all that. Because they can say, well, we got to know this in 2 weeks.
Well, if you give a bid process, you can get quotes really quick.
Yeah.
They're anxious to participate.
Lisa, that agent, what do you call it, captive agent?
Captive agent.
What's that
mean? Deborah is a captive agent with the HP, meaning she's an agent for that group.
Okay.
So what you're saying is she does the negotiation for y'all. With CHP, but she works for CHP.
She works for them, you know, she has an underwriting team, and she conveys to them, you know, our budget
Well, I still have the question of this, because I think ultimately this is what the consensus that I get in the community, because since the agenda went out about this workshop, I've gotten so many phone calls about people that either work in the school system and people that work outside it, is who's gonna be capturing this premium increase? Is it going to be the school board? Are we going to pay for it? Or is it going to be passed down to the employee? And ultimately, we need to know that. I mean, because, you know, and like Michael said, he can't do that until...
Well, that wouldn't have nothing to do with agent anyway, would it?
Yeah. No. Because he would negotiate for us.
But
versus...
if we have increased insurance, it's still going to come to the board. Who's going to pay it? We're going to take it on, or we're going to pass on to the... If it's a 1% raise,
I understand that. But whether it's 7% or 4%, how much can we take on? To me, at this point, it's like
either way, we have that decision to make. Either way, with the agent or that agent,
I completely understand that.
So
what my thing is this: at what point can we guarantee the employees that we're not going to pass down a premium increase?
You can. I know.
Just like, you know, CHP can't promise us that they're not going to come to us and say, you got a 10% increase, like it or leave it.
Right.
Well, and the problem with that is that, you know, we've just survived a kind of a financial disaster. Mm-hmm. We're just getting back on our feet. And
yeah,
me,
and I will tell you, I'm gun shy with it.
I hate when teachers, you know, when you look at them, number one, you know, their pay schedule has changed because of performance-based, you know, They're still struggling with that because some of them still don't understand why, you know, somebody's effective. Then that's fixed to change. So the legislature keeps changing that every year. But then to say on top of that, y'all gonna have to absorb
an increase in premium.
I'm
for
telling
your
you,
insurance.
If it's 1%,
it don't matter if it's $5.
1%. So that once again, that's what I'm saying. You got an advocate here who's done it. Again, this is objective, measurable data. He's done a great job in making our jobs very easy. All of us, everybody up here, he's done a very good job keeping those rates low. However he's doing that, through competition and really all of the above, the things that he's mentioned, my thing is boy, that's what we wanted. That's what we got. I'm one of them, dang, old school. Daddy always told us about the pool business, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Is this broken? Number one, I don't see that it's broken. Number two, where's the plan to replace it? I don't have a plan in front of me. I got one page that talks about, you know, cutting and doing this, but it ain't a plan. I don't have a plan. You don't build houses without a plan. You need a plan. That's a leadership thing you got to do. You got to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, I'm for keeping what we got because we know, hey, that plan works.
What's your plan? Do you have one? If we say no agent of record, just say when's the meeting, Thursday night? Thursday, we say no agent or record Thursday
next
night.
Monday.
No, it's Monday.
Monday morning. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I've been here Thursday. Yeah. What's your plan?
We have someone in our office that will take over the insurance, and if there's any employees that has any problems with insurance, we'll assist them with the open enrollment through Deborah. I mean, that's what she had told me. That's part of her administration fee. They come over and help us. Measurement period that was questionable. I've checked, like I said, that was another question I had. They done it in house, kept out in the office in the payroll department. They kept up with the measurement period.
The other districts that you called didn't have an agent of record. How did they handle it?
Who doesn't have one other than Calhoun?
Calhoun doesn't.
They do have one.
Yeah, you see. There's an agreement with PAEC and the agent.
Calhoun is with PAEC?
Do
what? Calhoun is through I was just making sure that's who the agent of record is. Mm-hmm. Is PA through PAEC?
Mm-hmm. PAEC has an agent as well.
That,
right. What's your next question?
I'm sorry. What's your plan if we decide not to go with it? How are we going to cover it and get it done before the deadline?
Stephanie's been working with me because we've kind of had a team trying to figure out exactly what she said. The low was 7%. That's why we gave an example. The low would be an increase of 7%. The high would be around 9.9.
Is that with the?
That's with the 3%.
Okay. That's with agent of records, 3%. And we gave the scenarios here, just giving examples of what the savings could possibly be. And like I said, this is just an example of estimations. I mean, as far as if we had to go after agent, you know, after insurance because of a hike, we'd have to probably reevaluate and see what we need to do. But Debra, she stated that she would come over. That was part of her administration, you know, fee. And it is 4%, she stated.
And we're already paying that, apparently. That's part of the rate that we currently pay.
Every year, don't
she told me it was part of our premium.
Well,
and see, this is the thing in the contract. None of this is really stated. It's not clear. We don't know.
Yeah, it's not in there.
And I don't like that. I don't. I mean, I don't like signing a contract that is not clear like that. This is not my personal bank account. This is the county's money. And when somebody wants to ask me, well, how much does CHP charge? I can't give them a black and white answer. And it's not hard. I don't like that. I just plain out tell you, I don't like that.
So, Deborah Sisk is an army of one at best.
That actually makes me mad, to be honest.
You've got one. I mean, we experienced this. I mean, how are you really going to deliver all the products and services? And Miss Sheila, I don't think you want this problem. I know you're doing this work because it's set forth for you by the board and the administration to do your research, and you're doing the best here. But they pile this on your office, and then you're faced with, I've got to coordinate open enrollment. CHP is just one wrinkle. Mm. That's just one little piece. Then you got to bring, what about all these other benefits? Are we going to open up a new school year, teachers come back to work, and they don't have their benefits package? Can't identify what it is? Don't have the services they need to make good decisions? And how it affects them? They don't have that. There's not the facility that you don't have a way to facilitate that. So you could say, well, I'm gonna put Deborah Sisk in a room. She's gonna pencil with these paper forms and hand them over to you to sign and turn them into CHP, and then they're gonna mail out some membership cards. It's just one little piece. I mean, this is a big coordinated effort here. I mean, we haven't even touched on the data that we help track and report for IRS reporting entity. That's not spreadsheet function. And while you can track it on spreadsheet, you can track it on pencil and paper. But does that make sense for our district to go backwards in time, be inefficient, and overload some workers, spend their time on doing a spreadsheet function that is full, that has a propensity.
We don't know if we'd be going back.
Please let me finish.
Or an option of another company coming.
Well, if you could go,
the measurements.
There you go. You could go find another vendor.
As far as that part.
That's right. You could go find another vendor, go do that, and price it.
Yeah. It's going to cost money.
See how that hits you, because nobody offers services for free. Doesn't happen. So you're paying for this, and you need it. And it's very important. And in the end, it provides a very valuable service to these employees. And in that, they get not only a partner in the community, but they get something that you can't be replaced. I can't replace what I do here. And I hate to say this in the presence of my competition, but I cannot replace what I do here with my other clients. Can't. I'm too intertwined in this system. I mean, these people, I live and work with them. I see them at the post office. I see them at the grocery store, hardware store on the weekends. They constantly have access to me. They're part of what we do. They teach my children and work with my wife. There's many days that they spend more waking hours with my family than I do. I have a sense of responsibility. There's accountability in that. I can't recreate that.
Yep.
And it has led to where we are today, with me wanting to stand here and be able to be proud of the product that I've delivered and what I leave behind, and people evaluate me and my work product off of that. And I'm prepared to stand here and be evaluated. I think it's fine. I think that's a great practice. If you want to compare it to the county's model, look at the numbers. If you want to know that you're making the right decision for the taxpayers, look at the numbers. It's math. It's math. You hadn't seen that because I put that together. You hadn't seen it.
I saw what the county put together.
But you should take a serious look at it, Roger. If you're trying to make a good decision, take a serious look at it. Let's be open-minded to the possibility that maybe the math that we're looking at isn't adding up the way we want it to.
Well, if we have some other record agent give us a form, I'm sure he can show something different, too.
I doubt it, because this is public record. Let me get you. I'm sorry, I didn't give you a copy of that. This is straight from a public record request out of the county. And while we can say, hey, we've got a rate increase that has been, they've been good. That's a subjective term. What is good? Is it best? Is it lower than the next one? What does good mean? We've got to get down to the brass tacks here and say, based on the program that we've developed, we insure more people, we spend less money. That's the bottom line. Had you taken the recommendations, if you'll think back to last year, follow me now, we did an open bid process with all the carriers. We had carrier representatives stand at this podium last year. Do you remember this, Roger?
I do.
Okay. Stood right here and made a recommendation to you on what you should take for their products. And guess what those were? The ones with the highest premium attached to them. Had I not been able to sit with Mr. Summers and Miss Sheila in their office and evaluate this and give you a breakdown and a justification of why you would spend less money on a different product, you would have spent more money last year than you did. That's a fact. And, you know, that money was about $51,000 to get pretty darn close to how much it was. Okay? Continue to go on with these kind of examples.
But what I'm saying, if there's another agent record here, he can set up there. Because it's all about competition. Competition what drives this, drives everything. If another agent of record was up there wanting this business, he can be rebutting what you're saying on some of this stuff. I mean, that's what I'm saying. We're going to open this up to an agent of record, get up here to speak. We should have more agent of record.
Switching gears on me. I thought we were talking about going in-house. And the
we are. That's what I'm saying. I do want to go in-house. Okay. But what I'm saying, you're going to say stuff on your behalf to keep. And I don't blame you. I do me the same way.
Hey. You go disprove what I've had.
But then our people call CHP and they go on with the facts that they was told.
Well, I need explanation on what this is. I'm kind of confused as to what it is.
Hop off this. It was almost like it was closing. I just shut the foot and I was done.
Well, I have to have things dummy down for me. Sorry.
All right. So, if we look right here, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Madam Chair, can we take a 5-minute recess?
Sure.
I did just bathroom break.
Okay. Right. We're going to take a 5-minute break.
Right.
So Mr. Petty can go tend to business.
No, don't say that.
No, I'm teasing.
Too late. It's on record.
It's not a formal meeting.
That's on record.
Scratch that.
Don't go behind the tree in the bathroom just like that.